And I'll go that little song one better, because Tide not only gets clothes cleaner than any soap, but cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Amazing Tide will give you a cleaner wash than you get with any other washing product known. That's because Tide, with its wonderful new suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide brightens your soap dull colors, your gay checks and prints. And white things? Why, in hardest water, Tide gets linens and shirts whiter than any other washing product known. And that's not all. Tide keeps them white, week after week. Never turns them yellow. So next wash day, start using Tide, the one washing product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
It's just a little while after the close of yesterday's episode. We're standing on the sidewalk in front of New York's Smart Pelican Club as a long, sleek convertible pulls up to the entrance. You know who that is getting out? That's Nora Tragg, Homicide Lieutenant Tragg's daughter. And she's with Sid Samarino, proprietor of Sid's Roomba Palace. You can just bet we're going to see what that pair's so lovey-dovey about, and in just a minute, too. But first, let's see how Perry Mason and Della are doing. As we join them in the first floor apartment on the west side, the room is still bright with movie floodlights. Crowds of people still press their faces against the window to watch the spectacle. While in the shadow, resting between takes, sit the fugitive lawyer and his secretary. And now Paul Drake, private detective, comes up, saying,
"You know, Perry, I'd almost as soon go to jail as keep on trying to teach that cop to act."
"Well, does this mean you don't think much of Officer Harrigan's talents?"
"If you mean, do I think that cop can act, the answer is a violent no."
"Fine. The less there is to work with, then the more there is to do."
"Oh, but Perry, well, he's a good cop."
"Oh, he ever takes his mind off being a movie actor and starts to think, we're sunk. To put it quite delicately, he'll march Della and me straight off to the clink."
"It isn't funny, Perry. We haven't got a lot of time before Mary's trial resumes."
"I know.
And we've just got..."
No emotion, Della. Not till you get before the cameras, anyway."
"Okay. But when I think of Mary in jail and Liz Wren, oh, the things that happen in this world..."
"Shouldn't happen to a dog."
"You're so right, Paul."
While we're taking this break, Perry, how about my going outside, circulating with the crowd? Never can tell what I might pick up."
"All right, you go ahead, Paul, but don't stay long. And don't forget Officer Harry."
"Oh, as if I could..."
"Better blow your nose, Della."
"I'm all right."
"Your eyes are full of tears."
"Well, there. Sorry, Chief, but I can't help thinking of marrying that fellow, Liz Wren. She's got the baby again, and she's so sure of herself, and we just haven't gotten anywhere."
"You want Officer Harrigan to start wondering what this is all about?"
"No, I'm all right. Harry, do you really think we'll be able to walk into the court when it reconvenes, prove that Mary was framed, prove that we..."
"Now, wait a minute. This isn't a real movie. This is life."
"I know.
Even after the film that we've been taking through those windows is developed, even if there is someone in the crowd outside who looks shocked..."
"Yes."
"We still have to find him, talk to him, get the truth out of him."
Say, Mr. Patterson."
"Yeah?"
"Harry, I've got a kid I think you should talk to."
"What?"
"A boy. A nice, bright 14-year-old boy. A kid with a little cheap camera, and he wants to know if he can take some pictures, like he did last time." I said I'd ask. "Well, Mr. Producer, can he take some pictures like he took last time?"
"Can he? Get the lead out of your feet, Paul. Show the young artist in, but fast."
Meanwhile, on the small, crowded dance floor of the Pelican Club,
"You dance like an angel, Nora."
"That's because of the training I had in your Roomba Palace."
"Yeah?"
"Yeah. Sid."
"Yeah?"
"You took me out to tell me something."
"That's right."
"To ask me something."
"I did."
"Well, don't you think you've kept me in suspense long enough?"
"No, not near long enough."
"Oh.
Besides, maybe I've changed my mind."
"Oh, Sid."
"And then again, maybe I haven't." "Wait till we get to the table after this dance. Then I'll let you in on the secret."
"All right." And that's now.
Yep, baby, now. Hey, I just noticed you haven't touched your dinner.
Oh, I guess I'm too thrilled to eat. Imagine having dinner in the famous Pelican Club.
Meaning a cop's daughter like you?
Homicide lieutenants like Dad don't bring their daughters to the Pelican Club.
And you're a famous actress? You'll even have breakfast here. Let me hold it.
Thank you.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
Look, baby, I got a question.
Yes?
What happens to the career if you fall in love?
Oh, let's not talk about that, Sid.
You've thought of it?
Yes. But I...
But what?
The man I love might be married.
You've fallen for a married man?
Oh, I didn't say I had. I only met a girl can't always get married just because she happens to be in love. You finish your steak. Just because I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry either. Give me your hand, Nora.
But...
Come on, come on. Say, is this what's got you worried? The wedding ring I always wear?
I shouldn't go out with you. You've never talked about them. But I've seen those pictures of your wife and children.
You mean the ones on my desk?
Don't laugh. I'm so ashamed.
You don't have to be. My sister's a good-looking woman, isn't she? Cute kids, too. They call me Uncle Sid. One of them's named after me, the baby.
Uncle Sid? Your sister? But I thought...
I know. But I want people to think. That's why I keep these pictures on my desk. That's why I wear this ring.
But...
That's right. Take a mouthful. This food's good. Unlike the Rumba Palace.
But you mean you're not married?
I haven't been for years.
But why? I don't
you
see...
You eat. I'll talk. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want to hand myself any bouquets, but when a guy is running a joint like the Rumba Palace and he's got 50 pretty girls hanging around, well, he needs a little protection. Oh. This ring, that picture, the best protection I could get. But now all of a sudden, I don't guess I want any protection. Now keep on eating, baby.
I don't want any more.
Can't let you starve.
I won't.
If you did, I'd...
Yes?
I'm talking like a school kid.
Are you?
Yeah. And I feel swell. I like it. I'm 10 years younger. Almost as young as you.
You'll come to the house and meet Dad and Mother, sir.
Not yet, kid. I can't right now.
But
I will, later. After a little business is settled. Look, you know why I asked you out with me tonight?
Well, you said you'd tell me, but you haven't.
I'm nuts about you.
Oh.
That's nothing to cry about. Like I used to say when I was a kid, put out your hand, close your eyes, and I'll give you something to make you wise.
You're a fool.
Now go on, close your eyes and... Uh-uh. Not that hand, the left one.
Like this?
Yeah. Oh. Now you can look.
See? A ring. A diamond ring.
An engagement ring. Would you like to be engaged to me, Nora?
Oh, yes.
I can't kiss you here, but I'll make up for it later. I better take it off, though, before we get back to the Rumba Palace.
Take it off? Why?
Because we can't let the whole world know about us yet. I'm in a little jam. Oh, not much, and I'll get out, but until I do, well, put that ring on a ribbon and wear it around your neck or whatever it is girls do.
What kind of a jam, Sid?
It's nothing.
Can I help?
Nah.
Because you know I'd do anything. Anything in the world for you.
Maybe I'll hold you to that one of these days.
Anytime, Sid. Any place.
Yeah, I think you mean it.
I do. Oh, I do.
You're okay, Nora. You're the kind of kid I've always wanted to meet. I'm going to marry you. Loyal, honest, in there, pitching when she's needed. And pretty, too. What more could a guy ask?
Oh, you...
Now, baby, what do you say we go out to the car, huh? There's a couple of things I'd like to whisper.
Obediently, Nora rises, her head in happy, rosy clouds. Behind her, his eyes cold and calculating, marches Sid Samarino, to whom Nora has just become secretly engaged. Sid smiles. So, B.H. Murtaugh may want him on the stand, eh? They want him to give Elizabeth Wren an alibi for the time when Mary McKean was framed. Well, if that time should ever come, Sid will have someone to back up his story now. Sid will have his fiancée, the daughter of homicide Lieutenant Tragg. And that should put the okay on anything Sid says. Meanwhile, what about that boy Paul Drake has just brought to Perry Mason? Well, won't you join us tomorrow?
Lady, it's nothing short of sensational. I'm talking about Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing dishwashing wonder. No matter what soaps you may have used up to now, you'll find that Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. You see, Tide makes an amazing new kind of suds. More suds, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. Suds that look and feel entirely different. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap. Makes your whole dishwashing job so much pleasanter and easier. Why, there's no disagreeable scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan, no cloudy film on dishes and glasses. That's why they rinse and dry sparkling clear, whether you wipe them or not. And listen, lady, Tide works extra miracles in hard water, gives oceans of instant, long-lasting suds even in hardest water. Try Tide in your dishpan today. It's a modern miracle.